Now, yes, let's come back to what we were hearing about just before the travel news there. Your comments about this Malaysian medal. We brought this to you on the show, on the Julian Clegg Show yesterday, and you've been responding in your many numbers, listening to those comments. And with me now, Barry Fleming, who runs the website on this campaign. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks for coming on the show. And what's your reaction to what you've just heard?
I was very moved.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very moving montage. I'm very pleased to hear that people from all over the world have responded.
It's been brilliant.
It's an issue that is dear to very many people's hearts.
And I know you're telling me this. It's really emotional, isn't it?
It is. I've been dealing with this for a long time, and I'm not an activist. I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
But the story of the Pingat Jasa Malaysia, what's behind it, what has happened within government, and primarily within, amongst civil servants to prevent it being worn, has brought me to a point when, not just me, but thousands of people, to the point where they feel they should do something about it.
Okay.
What's happened here is that there are about 10 civil servants, 8 of whom belong to the Honours and Decorations Committee. That committee consists of vulnerable people, but they're briefed by civil servants, and those civil servants, there are about 3 of them who are key.
Right.
If they've got something on their agenda, it's going to happen.
Gosh.
And I think at the time, when this was offered in 2004, and then in 2005, in February, when the Malaysians formally offered it, and were essentially told to go away and think again, so they came back a month later. And during that time, of course, the Australians and the New Zealanders had said, thank you very much for wishing to acknowledge the service of our men. We're very pleased and honoured to tell our men they can wear it.
Right. For those who missed the show yesterday,
yes,
just remind us why these medals are being awarded.
Specifically, it is for the 9 years between August 57 and 1966. In that period, Commonwealth forces were there to defend and protect the newly independent nation of Malaysia. At that time, there was still the ongoing emergency, so we were dealing with communist terrorists who were trying to undermine the government.
Right.
And then when that finished, there was an invasion into Brunei. While that was going on, the Indonesians decided that they couldn't have a strong Malaysia. I'm talking about the Indonesia at that time, under Sukarno. And they wanted to essentially invade Malaysia and destabilize the whole area. And, of course, those countries were backed by China and Russia, who
right,
wished to destabilize the whole area. So it's a very important 9 years.
And now the Malaysian government have recognized all of the veterans, all the soldiers and service personnel who went out there. And putting this in perspective, someone who was 18 at the end of that campaign would now be, 58 or so?
Yeah.
And you want to be able to wear your medal officially on your clothes, your uniform or your suit or whatever, and not feel that you're breaking any rules. And you want the government to say, yes, you can wear it. And that's the rub here, isn't it?
That's the nub of the issue, yes.
Yeah.
Because what they're saying is that you do not have formal permission to wear the PGM. And that means that the Queen has been advised to deny British citizens, and only British citizens, the right to wear the medal.
Hmm.
And it is the fact that the right is being taken away. It devalues the medal. And as you heard on that montage and from yesterday, the wearing of a medal has nothing to do with an ego. It is all to do with honouring those who served at the time and those who didn't come back. And by the way, those who died of all sides, not just our own.
Yeah. And the emails, so many, but I just mentioned, and clearly people have been in touch with other veterans from around the country.
Yeah.
Good day and greetings, Julian, from Down Under, just confirming my support from the campaign. This is an email that's come all the way from Townsville, North Queensland.
Right.
Here's another one from Edinburgh. Hi, Julian. My name is Mary Swanson. I'd just like to support the case for this medal to be worn. I really cannot see the problem. So many people died in the emergency. I was there with my late husband, Peter. He was one of the lucky ones. He came home. Do these people not realise what it means? Thank you, Mary, for your email. I think listening online at the moment, which is lovely. Here's another one from Lincolnshire. Barry Clements says, hi, Julian, I support the campaign and the right for justice in this matter. So people feeling really, really strongly about this, not just from across the South, but across the world.
Really? extraordinary thing. We started this campaign on the day after that we were denied the right to wear the medal. And we now have, we produce a little lapel pin to let people know who we are.
Right.
And that lapel pin is now in 30 countries on 5 continents. It is massive.
Extraordinary.
It is really extraordinary, yeah.
Well, Barry, I'm sure we'll talk some more. Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning. This is just part two of, I'm sure, a series of conversations. So I'm very grateful to you, and we'll talk some more in the future.
Thank you very much.
That's Barry Fleming joining us this morning. And if you want to email me, we do pass all these on. It's julianclegg@bbc.co.uk.